Thank you, Father Mike, and welcome to the Feast of the Holy Family. What is your concept of a model family? What should that model look like? How can we be part of the model family that is God's family, where we're called to be children of God? Like Joseph, hearing and reacting to the instructions of the angel, are we listening? Are we listening to what God speaks to us through our Pope, through our bishops, through our priests, and others who we interact with? Are we listening to Scripture when we read Scripture? Being part of a model family doesn't mean that everything always goes perfectly, because we live in what? An imperfect world. However, we can still always search and try to be that model family. I'd like to share with you five marks that I listened to and read about from a Dr. Gregory Popcheck on what he suggests are characteristics of a model Catholic family. Listen to these and see how many of these that maybe you all do, because I suspect some of you do really well. First, he said, Catholic families, they worship together. We're doing that here. The Eucharist is the source of the deep love and intimacy that Catholic families are called to live out. And to celebrate this, Catholic families attend Mass together, and they actively participate in the life of the Church. Second, the Catholic families, they pray together. They pray together. They praise and thank God for the blessings they have. They ask forgiveness for the times they've fallen short of where God wants them to be. They ask for the grace to love each other and to love the whole world better. They pray for both our needs and the needs of the bigger family of God. And lastly, they seek God's will for their life. What does He want me to do? Third, Catholic families are called to intimacy. Catholic families seek to learn how to better love God and each other with their whole hearts, their whole minds, their whole souls, and their whole strength. They constantly seek new ways to be more open with and loving to each other as husbands and wives, as parents and children and grandparents and grandchildren. They cultivate marriage and parenting habits that make each family member feel loved and valued, and practice all the virtues that help them to see life, their life, as a gift that it is. Here's one I think is a very difficult one, and one I've struggled with. Catholic families, they schedule regular one-on-one time with each family member so that they can get to know each other's thoughts, their feelings, and their heart's desires on the deepest possible level. And then they take an active interest in all the things that each family member finds to be true, good, and beautiful. Do we take time for that and really have one-on-one conversations with our children, our parents? Fourth, Catholic families, they always put family first. Because our family relationships are the primary means that God uses to help us become the people He created us to be, they treat family life itself as the most important activity of a week. They create and protect family rituals. Some, I'm sure, that were passed on just in the last few days here at Christmas. Protect those rituals. Finally, The Catholic family is a witness and a sign. They recognize that God wants to change the world through our families. They work hard to be witnesses of that love, that joy, that intimacy that every human heart it longs for. And they do this both inside the church, but also in the outside world as well. So what is your concept of the model family? What should it be? How can we be part of a model family? God's family, where we're called, each one of us, whether we're 3 years old, 10 years old, 30 years old, or 100 years old, we are called to the family to be called children of God. And we do this in an imperfect world.